In the early part of the century, there were more than 1,000 lighthouse keepers in the United States. Today, more lighthouses are automated. The light is turned on and off by a timer. But there are two manned lighthouses left. One is in Boston, operated by a Coast Guard employee. The other is on Brooklyn's Coney Island. It's kept by an 85-year-old man named Frank Schubert, the last civilian lighthouse keeper in the United States. Every Wednesday on our series, New York Works, we're looking at jobs that are slowly vanishing in New York City. Today, independent producer Joe Richman brings us the story of the last lighthouse keeper.
Well, my name is Frank Schubert. I'm 85 years old. We're situated on what they call Norton's Point. It's a jut of land that's going out into the lower bay. On your left, when you look out, you got the Atlantic Ocean on your left. Straight ahead is New Jersey. To your right is New York. You can look out the front door and see for 15 miles.
Right now, I'm the last civilian lighthouse keeper left in the United States.
And I think they keep me around because of public relations, that's it. Because we do get a lot of visitors. Visitors. That drives me crazy. I've had people come out here and they wanted to spend weekends out here. They wanted to pay me to put them up. They wanted to spend weekends just hanging around a lighthouse. I don't know why they like lighthouses. When was the last time you were on a lighthouse? To you, it's romantic. But when you see it every day, day after day, it's not romantic anymore.
Get out of the way, Buttonhead. Come on, move.
Years ago, you didn't have that many visitors. At that time, we had the old lighting system, not the electricity. It was all kerosene. And when you lit it, if you didn't have smoke glasses on, that flash, as soon as you lit it with a match, you couldn't see for 20 minutes. But outside of keeping the light operating, keeping it clean, maintaining it, the only thing you could do was fish. That's why I don't bother fishing here anymore. I was up to my neck in fishing. See this boat out here?
That's a tanker coming in.
Everything comes in and out of the harbor has got to go by the front door. But most of the shore stations have either been sold or closed up. They don't need this light anymore. People keep saying to me, why don't you retire? Well, you go out the front door, you've got to go approximately 40 feet to get to the tower. Once you get to the tower, there's 80-some-odd steps to get up to the top of the tower. And that's your commute. So would you retire? I got one son living out in Albuquerque. He wants me to go out there. How much water do you see out in Albuquerque? Feels like you're all bottled in. Right here, you can sit on the front porch and take a look for 15 miles of seawater. No, if I ever leave here, I'd probably have to live someplace close to water. I got to like it.
Our series, New York Works, is produced by Emily Botine and Joe Richman with help from Ben Shapiro and Deborah George. The series is a collaboration between Radio Diaries and WNYC's The Next Big Thing. There's more information about New York Works on our website, npr.org.